Oh, okay. Oh, you came back? Where are we? What are we doing here? Oh, yeah. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, which starts right now. Somebody was upstairs sleeping, but now came down. What are you doing? What are you doing? You smell my notebook? Oh, yeah, it's a notebook. It smells so good. Oh, what's that sound? Oh, what's that sound? You better go see. Apparently, we're not doing anything. Pippa's down here now. I thought, are we going to do kitty stuff? Or are we not doing kitty stuff? Or what's going on here? My cat is now much more interested in some paperwork sticking out of my notebook. What are you smelling that for? It's been there, been sitting there for months. Although somebody else did touch it recently. Yeah. Do you smell doctor hands, a doctor perfume? Is that what's going on here? Yeah, so anyway. Oh, what are we doing? What are we doing? Well, one thing that we always like to do is to drink tea. Ooh, very good. I like it. Oh. Ow. Yeah, so what are you doing? I don't know what this kitty's doing. All right. Yeah, so what's been happening? Oh, not much. I'm getting to this a little bit late. For some reason, I woke up and I had to watch some Gundam Build Divers. Because I don't know. I'm going nuts on this stuff. I gotta not spend any money on Gundam. Although I could. Okay, here's the deal. I do have a store close to me that will sell me Gunpla. They have a few. And when I say they have a few, I mean they have like three models. I haven't been over there in a little while. I should go over there and see what it is that they have. Maybe I should go online and find something to buy. Don't want to buy anything. Don't want to spend any money. Huh. I wonder if I can get a free model out of the company. If I, like, write to Bandai. Dear sirs, I would like to do a review of your product blank. Please send one. I don't have any money. And then they will send me Gunpla. No, we're not doing that. I do have a little bit of money right here. I can touch it. It's not even, 35 centimeters away. I have this little plastic jar. And in this little plastic jar is a bunch of coins, loose change. Oh, that reminds me. Where did I put that? Okay, so I have this jar. And this is where I put my loose change. Ow. And it is full. It is so full that I cannot put any more change in it, which means it's time to take it to the bank and change all this round money into rectangle money. And this, how much money is it? I don't know, but it varies depending on the type of coinage, but it's at least $30. And $30 is about enough to buy a Master Grade model, a Master Grade Gunpla. It's plenty of, to buy a high grade, but I don't want high grade. I don't even think I want Master Grade. I think I want some real grade. And I think I saw the one I want. It's called Sazabi. I want a Master Grade Sazabi. Or I am kind of interested in the Cubely Damned. I don't know how much those cost, but, you know, these are probably around $60, possibly more. So I'm only halfway funded in my Gunpla idea. But before we go on, I just remembered something else. While I was out and about today, had to go to the store and stuff. And I got a wheat penny. And I left it in my other pants pocket. Here it is. Yes. Sweet. Look, Pip, I got a wheat penny. I got a wheat penny. I like wheat pennies, and I save them. And let's see, what's the date on this wheat penny? Can I even see? Does that say 1936? Or does that say 1956? I can't tell. My vision is not that good. What I need is a magnifying glass of some kind. I don't think I even have one. What happened to that little Fresnel lens that I used to have that was... At some point in time, somebody... Was it Kent? Somebody gave me a tiny plastic Fresnel. Yeah, here it is, over here. Oh, and conveniently enough, it's over here by my other coins. So let's take this little Fresnel and see if this will help me read that date on this penny. Do-do-do-do. Is it helping? Kind of. It is. That is 1936. All right. So here I have a 1936 wheat penny. Now, if for some reason you don't know what a wheat penny is, I will tell you. In American coinage, in American numismatism, hi, Pippa. The American dollar is divided up into 100 cents. And these are small coins that are copper clad. They have a picture of Abraham Lincoln on the obverse. And on the reverse can be various things. For most of my lifetime, this has just been a picture of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. And these are my favorites. Because those are cool. I have some right here. But then recently, within the last few years, they've put in... They've had a new back on these stupid pennies. It's the shield back, which I do not like. Do not like at all. But back in the old days, well before I was born, well, yeah, 1936, there were pennies that are known as wheat pennies or wheat cents, because on the back it says 1 cent, United States of America, and then those words are sort of framed by two stalks of wheat. And I've always liked wheat pennies. And so I will reach over here and I have this other jar. And it's a... Ow. Okay, I can't get it open because, you know, it's one of those child safety locks. There we go. And this is full of all kinds of stuff, cool stuff. Including, but not limited to, all my wheat pennies. And I have this one. I thought it was a steel cent. It's not. It just has all the... It's so old, it has all the copper worn off of it. And, geez, I got a lot of wheat pennies in here. And a lot of silver coins. Yeah, look at this. Here's a buffalo nickel. And these are all coins that, you know, I haven't collected these, you know, I didn't buy these at coin shows or anything. These are just things I've happened to have in my pocket change. Here's another silver nickel. Here's a silver quarter. And a whole bunch of wheat cents. How many do I have? Well, there's 3, 6, 9, 10, 20. Oh, I probably got 30. I'm not actually going to count them. And a buffalo nickel. So cool. I'm putting all the pennies back in the jar. All my wheat pennies. I'm not a coin collector or anything like that. I have an interest in money, but my interest in money is not in its value. It's, you know, just interest in the concept of money and how it looks. So I've got this jar of wheat pennies
that has a couple of silver coins in there. Is this closed now? Yeah.
Now, over here where I keep this jar, I have this little block of wood that has all my silver coins stacked up on it. And looks like I got some wheat pennies over here, too. Yeah, over here I got two silver quarters, a few silver dimes. I think I have a Liberty Head dime in here somewhere. And a bunch of silver nickels. And I like silver coins because they make such a weird sound. That's usually how I discover that I have these. People will hand me, you know, my change. I'll buy something, right? And they'll hand me the change and they'll drop it into my hand and it will sound weird. Okay? This is a Tobe thing. This is one of my special magic powers that I have. I can actually hear that difference. And you can too. If you were to, like, okay, well, here, hold on. We'll do a little experiment here. I have a regular quarter here. Here's a quarter from, where's the date on these new quarters? I don't know. It's one of these state quarters. What state is on the back here? New Hampshire. Live free or die. Yeah, you said it. Okay, so we'll grab this quarter and we'll grab one of these silver quarters. Here's a 64. Okay, we'll get down on the tile here and we'll drop the quarters on the tile. See if you can hear the difference. Here's the new quarter. That clipped. Here's the silver quarter. That also clipped. Let's try that again. New. Old. Here we go with the new quarter again. And now the old quarter. There you go. It should be fairly obvious. It's super obvious to me. But, you know, that silver quarter has a higher pitch. And it rings more. It has more sustain. And, yeah, you're going to probably think I'm crazy, but you probably thought that already. But I have good acuity in my hearing. And so when people hand me coins and they don't sound right, and I go, oh, and I'll look closely, and sure enough, oh, here's a silver quarter, or here's a silver nickel. Back in the old days, some coins used to be made out of silver. That is no longer the case. That stopped in about 1964 or thereabouts. But yeah, there have even been times when I didn't hear. I remember one specific time that I was given some change, but I was with somebody and I wasn't paying attention when the cashier handed me my change back, and I put it in my pocket. I put the loose change in my pocket, and later, you know, like a half an hour later, I was walking along and I could hear the change rattling in my pocket, and it didn't sound right. I thought, that sounds kind of funny, and I pulled the change out of my pocket, and sure enough, there's a silver quarter sitting there. I laughed. I said, huh, where did that come from? So anyway, yeah, I'm not a coin collector or anything like that, but I do have an interest in coins. And I say I'm not a coin collector, but look, right here on my table, here's a quarter from Barbados. And what else do I have just sitting around? Oh, up there, let's go up there, because this is kind of funny. Ow. Up here where I had that other quarter, the new quarter that we just listened to, that I dropped on the floor so we could hear it, Up here I have some other strange coinage. Here's a Canadian nickel. A nickel from Canada, and I love these because there's a beaver on it. Yeah, we got, you know, somebody on the obverse, presumably Queen Elizabeth or somebody. And then we have this beaver on the back. And I like beavers. And what else we got here? Okay, here's some more coinage. Here's 1 euro, a single euro coin. And I don't know where this one's from. You know, because usually there's country-specific stuff on them. And here's a European dime, 10-cent coin. And here's a Canadian penny. Oh, and here's one of my favorites. The Canadian toonie. Do you know what a toonie is? Well, yeah, if you're in Canada, you obviously know what a toonie is. But Americans don't. The toonie is a Canadian $2 coin. And it's called a toonie because the $1 coin is a loony. And it's called a loony because there's a loon on it. And everybody loves loons. I love loons. And somewhere I've got some loonies. They might be sitting here on this counter somewhere. I would never know. But this is in fact a toonie. And I like these because they're the bimetal kind. There's a golden or brass colored insert surrounded by a, you know, silver colored donut. And of course we've got DG Regina Elizabeth II. So there's Queen Elizabeth on the front. And on the back, is it a polar bear or is it a grizzly bear? Kind of looks like a polar bear. So yay. And then I've got some more European coinage here. Here's a 20 euro cent coin and two more 10 cent euro coins. What else we got up here? Why am I talking about coins? Where did all this come from? Why is this happening? This is Dubious Goals Committee. Anything could be happening at any given time, and it usually does. I have lots of other coins, too. I've got a lot of coins down with all my magic stuff because I like to do coin sleight of hand. And over here, at least I thought it was over here. Did this stuff get moved to the basement? It may have. Yeah, I've got a bread bag full of coinage that used to belong to my grandparents. My mom's parents used to travel a lot back in the 50s and 60s, and even into the 70s and 80s and stuff. And, you know, they just collected various spare change in their travels. And eventually all their spare change from all their travels ended up in this bread bag. And somehow over the years, I kind of remember when it happened. Anyway, I acquired this bag of coinage. And I will occasionally go through it just to see interesting old coins from, you know, various European places. Old Mexican pesos. There's Chinese and Japanese coins in there. All kinds of interesting stuff. And no, I don't think any of them are valuable or anything. I just like them because, well, they're old. And they're coins. Coins are fascinating. I also like paper money. I do have some paper money. Various kinds. In fact, let's go back upstairs and see what we can find really quick. Somewhere around in here. Oh no, it's up on the other shelf. I've got a Canadian $5 bill. A friend of mine went to Canada. He came back. He had the $5 bill and he wanted to change it out. And I told him I'd give him $5 for it. And he said, "Ooh, it's a deal," because at that time, Canadian money was worth a little bit less than American money. And so, I don't know, he made about 50 cents on that trade. Well, I thought that was right around here somewhere. But here's more coins. Here's a lot more coinage. Here's a 2 euro coin. Wow. What's this? What is this coin? It is... Oh, I didn't even... Did I know I have this? This is some kind of Czech coin. It is polygonal. And here's another euro. Another 2 euro. Another 2 euro. Jeez, I got 6 euros in coins here. Oh, here's my Canadian $5 bill. Look at all this other wacky stuff I got up here. What is this one? This is a... I don't know. It's another Czech coin. Who do I know that went to Czechoslovakia? I don't know. Here's a bunch of weird stuff. Various. Here's two Chinese coins, and what is this one? Los is los. I don't know. Whoa, didn't even know I had these up here. Or did I? Oh, and look what's underneath my Canadian $5 bill. It's that picture of the guy on it. That's the Canada guy. And on the back of the Canadian $5 bill, it's a picture of a cool bird. What kind of cool bird is this? A Martin Petcher. It's a belted kingfisher. And underneath my Canadian $5 bill is a 5 euro bill. It's got an aqueduct on it. And on the other side, it's a building I don't recognize. Is that... No, it's not the Brandenburg Gate, but it kind of looks like that. So yeah, I like paper money too. And yes, I do just have it laying around. And out in my garage, I should go get those and put those up. I've got some posters that I made. Years and years ago, back when I worked in the weird place, I would take money, unusual money, and I would blow it up very large to poster size. So, you know, I used to have them on my walls. And when I moved into this house, I just never put them back up, among others. Now, somewhere, I think it's under this box. Yes, look at this. I have more odd money. Here is a... it's kind of depressing. Here's a 20... I'm trying to remember what their money is. Baht. Here's a 100 baht bill and a 300... and a 2... and a 20 baht bill from Thailand. Oh, and it's depressing because they have the picture of Bhumibol. I loved that guy. The king of Thailand, he was so cool. King Bhumibol. Loved that guy. And yeah, if you're not up on, you know, the royal family of Thailand, unfortunately, he did pass away just a couple years ago. It was very depressing. He was so cool. Everybody loved him. He was awesome. But yeah, out in my garage, sitting on that dresser, I have a large blow-up of a Japanese 10,000 yen bill, which is, you know, about the equivalent of $100. And why is this stuff knocked over? I think the cat's been doing weird stuff around here. What's my cat been doing? Knocking weird things over. Doing strange kitty businesses. Yeah, so... where are we with all this? What this all means is that I like money. Now that sounds like, oh, that's a common thing to like. Everybody likes money. But no, I don't mean it that way. I actually hate money. I hate the concept of money. I hate the concept of money as a aid to trade. As a common... trade unit, because money itself isn't worth anything. This is just paper that's printed, and somebody says, oh, it's worth blank, and so you can go get this $10 bill will buy you 1,000 pieces of penny candy, or you can buy 4 gallons of gasoline. It doesn't make any sense. So I don't like money in that way. But I do like money because it's interesting to look at. Money is the pinnacle of printing. I like printing and I like putting ink on paper. And money, meaning bills, what am I trying to say here? Money is the highest printing technology. All the greatest, most high-tech and special printing processes and the most special paper are used to make money. And I find this interesting. You know, the most special paper and the most special printing techniques and the finest engraving and the greatest engravers and all the greatest technology, all the best printing technology is used to make money. And that's what I find interesting about it, because money is beautiful. You know, American money is kind of dull and boring, and it has been for a long time, but that's changing. You know, you look at like our bills now, and they're very interesting. You look at the bills from back when I was a kid, and they're very boring. You know, and they're not colorful, and they're ugly. It's just black and green. And man, when I was a kid, I loved Canadian money because it's so beautiful. And Kuwaiti money, if you were to see Kuwaiti bills, you would freak. They're beautiful. They're multicolor. And I don't know if this is true anymore, but back when I was a kid, the more the bill was worth, the bigger it was. And so you'd have this range of these sizes of bills. And it's beautiful, beautiful stuff. I always hated American money, but it is getting better. I like the new money because it's got all the printing features and all the secret stuff in it and all the funky coded stuff in it that's so trippy. And they finally, you know, they made the portraits really big. You know, the portraits just used to be really small and a oval in the middle. That's stupid. Let's have some better design. Let's blow these faces up big and move them over to the side here and get some multicolored ink, and we'll get some thermal ink. You know, we got these bills now, they change colors when they get warm and stuff. It's like, yeah, let's get that liquid crystal ink in there. We got the security stuff and all the secret information, and that's kept in these bills. And that's why I find money fascinating, which is in turn why I find things like hell money or ghost money, you know, Joss paper money, to be just as fascinating. Because, you know, here's money for our ancestors and the gods, but it's not even printed as well as the money that we make for ourselves. Won't the gods be mad? You know, I mean, come on, I've got some Joss paper bills right here. It doesn't look anything like a real bill, you know. Can we really fool the gods? All they gotta do is compare, you know, a human bill to one of these Joss paper heaven banknotes, and they'll notice that, geez, this isn't even good quality stuff. Are they trying to put one over on us? And then the gods will get mad, and there's going to be plagues and storms, and there's going to be all kinds of bad news. And you'll hear all about it right here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Super Dimension Fortress Public Unix System. My name's Tobe. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.